Welcome to The Lamb Lens, where we bring clarity to the world of finance. I'm Kelsey Berryman, Senior Wealth Strategy Associate at The Lamb Group, joined by Evans Lamb, Managing Director, Wealth Management, and Senior Portfolio Manager at UBS Financial Services, Inc. Our team is located in Pasadena, California, and you can reach out to us at evans.lamb@ubs.com. Our goal is simple: to educate, debunk financial myths, and share our team's lens on the markets.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Lamb Lens. I'm Nicole Chen, Client Associate with The Lamb Group in Pasadena at UBS Financial Services, Inc. In the last episode, we looked at why the labor market may not be as strong as the unemployment rate alone suggests, especially as participation weakens beneath the surface. That brings us to today's topic and our question. If the labor backdrop is softening, why does consumer spending still look relatively stable? That is one of the biggest paradoxes in the economy right now. Normally, if confidence drops sharply, you would expect households to pull back and recession risks to rise quickly. But that is not exactly what the hard data is showing. Real consumer spending increased by 0.2% in March, even after adjusting for inflation. And because consumption makes up most of US economic activity, that resilience makes it harder for the economy to tip into a full recession. What makes this so interesting is that confidence is telling a very different story. Consumer confidence is collected from surveys, and a reading of 100 is generally considered neutral. Anything above that is suggesting optimism, while anything below it points to pessimism. In March 2026, consumer confidence came in at 57.34. Just for perspective's sakes, it was 59.49 at its low during the 2008 financial crisis and 56.7 during the 1980 recession. So today's reading is deeply weak by historical standards. At the same time, the labor market is still producing jobs, with payrolls up to 115,000 in April and hourly earnings running 3.6% from a year ago. That helps explain why spending can keep moving even when sentiment is falling apart. So why does confidence look so weak while spending still looks all right? A major part of the answer is wealth disparity. The top 20% of US earners, households making roughly $153,000 to $175,000 a year and above, now account for about 60% of all consumer spending. And within that group, the top 10% alone drives roughly 50% of total spending, meaning the households between the 10 to 20% bracket account for only about 10 percentage points more. That gives you a sense of just how concentrated and how skewed spending has become. Higher income households have benefited more from asset appreciation and stronger balance sheets, while many lower and middle income households are feeling the pressure from higher living costs and a tighter credit. You can also see some of the pressure in savings behavior. The personal savings rate was 5.8% in March 2024, 5.1% in March 2025, and only 3.6% in March 2026. What this means for markets is that weak confidence on its own does not necessarily signal an immediate recession or broad market turndown. As long as spending is still being supported by the higher income households, parts of the economy can still remain more resilient than the sentiment alone would suggest.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Lamb Lens. You can visit us at advisors.ubs.com/The Lamb Group for more information. See you next week. This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review the client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.